called. Retrieved by Lindmark. Bumps it out to the right point. Kuhlman sets his shot off the stick of Silanov. Ricochets to the far side. Helliwell tries to chip it out. Unable to do so. And then Lotch's shot from the blue line off the stick of a Notre Dame player and into the protective netting. Stopping play with 5:20 to go in the opening period. Badgers have outshot the Irish 12-8. They've lost 10 of 15 faceoffs. We're tied at 2.
And it's all led by offensive power Daniel Lotch for the offense so far for Wisconsin in this quick comeback.
Lotch just his second career goal. And his first one came here.
They also set up Horbach on the first goal of the game for Wisconsin.
Badgers win the faceoff. Jugnov off-balance shot moving to his right and pushed it to the right of the goaltender. Luke LeMaster tied up along the half-boards left. Now Slaggart with it. I don't know what he was doing. He just coughed it up to DeSaint Fowle straight away. Right wing blast by Jugnov. Missed it. May have gone off the stick of Janicki in the high glass behind the nets. Pulled free by Brinkman. Angles a pass to Justin Janicki and sends it into the Wisconsin zone. Stramel cancels him out as he hustles back into the Badgers' end. DeSaint Fowle got hit from behind as he released a pass to Lucius near the Badgers' blue line. Now Wisconsin will try to settle things down here a bit. LeMaster takes his time, goes D to D to Jugnov. Gains the blue line, then missed the red. Icing has been called on Wisconsin.
I mentioned Charlie Stramel there a second ago. It's a nice defensive play by him getting back. Jugnov lost the puck battle along the sideboards. And Janicki has a long way to, a lot of open space. Charlie Stramel came across the ice and did a job like a defenseman. And heck of a job on the back check for a guy who's known for his size, his shot, his skill.
2-2 game, 4:31 left here in period number one. Badgers just iced the puck, so Jugnov, Lotch remain. Stramel is with DeSaint Fowle and Shea Donovan for the time being. DeSaint Fowle couldn't clear. Loose puck picked up by Donovan through the center circle. Fans off to his left and offside. No, a penalty coming up. Who are they taking? A roughing penalty on Wisconsin. Kuhlemans, Stramel, and Jugnov near the Badgers' bench. And apparently Stramel got a little over-aggressive, and he's going to get the gate. And the referee is still barking at him about it, too.
Wisconsin penalty at number 28, 2 minutes roughing.
David Marcotte was very animated when motioning to the Badgers' bench, and specifically Stramel. And now Tony Granato wants an explanation, but Stramel with his 15th penalty of the year. It comes at 15:40 of the opening period, and Notre Dame, one for one already on the power play, gets another crack at it. I didn't see it, Paul. How about you?
I didn't either. I'm hoping there's a replay going to pop up here. There's three Badgers right in front of the Badger bench, and there were no Irish there, at least when the whistle finally came. Not sure what happened.
Warning on Notre Dame in the faceoff circle. Lindmark to take the draw against Strand. Still loose in the dot. Won by the Irish. Bavaro left point. Left hash mark, Trevor Janicki. Below the goal line, Lansdell. Right side now, Strand. Muffed the puck a bit, but now controls. Sauced it out to the point, and Pearson pressured a bit by Lindmark. Gets some help from Kuhlemans. Badgers can't clear, however. Fired around right corner to left. Janicki goes to get it. Mishandled, and the Badgers able to clear it. Played with a high stick by Bavaro, and a whistle stops play. We pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Brian Posick, Paul Capobianco here in South Bend. The Badgers and the Fighting Irish tied at 2, late first period of play. Brock Caulfield out on the ice with Sam Stang on the penalty kill. Caulfield taking the role of Dominic Mersch, who was injured here in the first period and has not returned.
Caulfield that time looked like he tried to shoot the puck on net. There's a goal like that this week by the New York Rangers. Philip Tietl scored off the faceoff.
Slot pass, Strand, low left, Lansdell walks towards the net. Poke check by Moe, who took the stick from Lansdell into his face. Replay on, Strand with it, half boards left. Left-handed forward to the goal line. Lansdell, right point, they work it now, and it's Jackson Pearson. Bavaro off to his right, down to the goal line in Strand. They play around the perimeter. 50 seconds left in the Stramel penalty. Here's Pearson's shot, blocked by Caulfield. Ricocheted back to Pearson, out high left. Janicki forced the pass back to Pearson. Center point, Bavaro steps in, thinks about shooting, cannot. Strand with it right circle. His shot off the stick of Borlicki. Caroms to the near side corner. Janicki now muscled up by Lemaster. Lansdell goes to get it. Bumps it off the end boards. Right corner to Strand. Back to Lansdell to the left of the netminder. Slot pass behind Pearson, who catches on his backhand. Right dot, he's got it now. Goes to the goal line. Right near the Badgers net, Strand forced to play it to the corner, out to the point. Bavaro's long shot, right pad saved by Mo. Dives to his right, can't corral the rebound, and it's chipped home. A five-goal first period, three from Notre Dame, two on the power play. The Irish with a 3-2 lead as Jesse Lansdell finds the back of the net, his fifth this season.
Fighting Irish are very mechanical on that power play, moving the puck around. Poinsett gets through. Jared Moe kind of lost his balance a little bit. Luke Lemaster made the first block. He looked like he came to save the day, but Moe was still on the ground and two more chances before Notre Dame finally found the net.
Lansdell at 17:32, a power play goal. It's 3-2 Fighting Irish. Give Trevor Janicki and Drew Bavaro assists. Wow, I thought the final score would be 3-2, not the score after one period of play.
It was a 10-goal game the last time these two met.
True. Here's Stramel now, works into the offensive zone. Can't get through three, four Irishmen. Puck taken away by Slaggart. Outlet pass to Janicki. He's forced wide right by Lodge. Gained the line, then forced back across. Notre Dame has to touch up. Yeah, 6-4 the last time these teams met. Notre Dame led 5-0. This is a couple of weeks ago at the Kohl Center. Badgers rallied thanks to a major penalty. Four power play goals made it very entertaining and very interesting. Wisconsin ended up losing. In that game, Jared Moe got pulled after giving up four goals on 15 shots in 20 minutes. And here they've scored three on him in the opening period tonight. 90 seconds left until the first intermission. Bakic will spin it back behind the Badgers net. Borlicki over skates. Adams tried to pass in front to the cutting defenseman. Two could not connect. Now from the right wing, a turnaround shot by Bakic right through the paint. Left wing shot by Carpenter. Leaning to his right was Moe. He gloved it and hung on. 1:14 to go. Opening period, 3-2 Notre Dame.
It's the power play tonight so far. Notre Dame's two power plays, two goals. Wisconsin was the one that took advantage of the power plays the last time, scoring in both games, getting a win, and making it a game on the second one.
Yeah. Wisconsin was 5-for-5 against Ohio State on the penalty kill last weekend, and the Buckeyes have a very good power play. They've given up two here. They've improved so much since the start of the season. But Notre Dame has found the back of the net twice on the man advantage so far tonight. 1 minute to go in the opening period of play. Strand in his own zone, skates by Smolonic, lost his stick, and then gave the puck away. Wisconsin's Dexheimer to center ice, and Lindmark pressured a bit by Silanoff, and now to Vorlicki. Gains the red line near the Notre Dame bench. Gets around Pearson to the corner, spins it around to the right side, and Lindmark. Molik pass to the point and Lodge. Step left, back right, got around Ralston, skates it down to the right corner. Lodge with a goal tonight. Cycles now Smolonic. Tried a little spinorama, instead stops short of it and comes back right wing. Now he's open slot, shooting one off the stick of Helliwell, and that sails out of play with 24.8 seconds left in the opening period. Since his return, he's played in three games, Ty Smolonic. He's had an assist, three shots on goal, plus one. He went 14 games without playing because of personal reasons. He turned 21 a week ago, young man. You know, you can see the skill that he has as a hockey player, 27 goals, 44 points in 2 years at Quinnipiac, and there's a feeling within the Badgers program that any moment Smolonic's going to bust loose.
He's actually been pretty involved tonight a couple times, coming through the center of the ice. I look for him to finish one of these.
Lucius, Stramel, D. St. Foul, the forward line for the Badgers, but instead Notre Dame lifts it out to center. Janicki after it. Lodge on him. Drop pass. Lansdell. Good read. D. Same foul to come back defensively. Now Stramel. Nifty backhand sauce pass. Lucius shoots one. And that's a blocker save by Bischel. And that's it for the opening period of play. And what a period it was. Notre Dame scored two power play goals. In fact, the Irish led 2-0 7 minutes in. Badgers rallied to tie it. And then Lansdell with a power play goal late first period. It's Notre Dame 3 and Wisconsin 2 after 20 minutes of play. Cleary Building Corp, we protect what you value. Visit clearybuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. We'll return in a moment from the American Family Insurance broadcast booth. This is Badger Hockey from Fairfield.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hi, welcome to Culver's.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger, hello. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom with every blue spoonful. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
Get your big win at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, where winners are cashing out with their 95% average payout in over 140 daily jackpots. One period in the books, Notre Dame 3, Wisconsin 2. Shots on goal in the opening period, 12 for Wisconsin, 11 for Notre Dame. So Jared Moe with 8 saves and Ryan Bischel has 10. The scoring, Chase Primo, a power play goal at 6:10 from Landon Slaggart and Ryder Ralston. Seventh goal of the year for Primo, made it 1-0. 53 seconds later, Hunter Strand scored his third of the season with assist to Grant Silanoff and defenseman Jake Boltman. That made it 2-0, but the Badgers rallied. Jack Horbach, the freshman, with his fourth goal of the season from Daniel Lodge and Luke Lemaster at 9:51. Then Lodge credited with his second goal of his career, first this season. Both have come against Notre Dame. Lodge at 12:07 from Charlie Stramel, and Matthew D. St. Foul made it 2-2. But a late roughing penalty on Stramel led to another power play goal for Notre Dame as Jesse Lansdell potted his fifth of the year from Trevor Janicki and Drew Bavaro at 17:32. So again, 3-2 Notre Dame after one. The Irish have won 14 of 22 faceoffs. Badgers have 6 block shots. Notre Dame 3. That was a wild first period.
It was a wild first period. The difference around the net. Notre Dame got 3 goals right around the net. Wisconsin got back in the game. Give them a lot of credit. It's a game. It didn't look like it might be after 2-0. You never know how you're going to react. And Wisconsin got back in it, care of Daniel Lodge, who it's great to see. You saw him even after he got a couple assists or a goal and assist, make an offensive move around a forward at the blue line. He's feeling pretty good right now. And it's, as you said, wild, but it was kind of fun, even though the Badgers are on the wrong end right now.
Yeah, again, Notre Dame leads Wisconsin 3-2. Stay tuned. The Ho-Chunk first intermission report's coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number one in the Big Ten. Football, number one in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the best of all time with six championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number one rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond. At Cenex, we're...
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 7 above. Tonight, under cloudy skies, westerly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again. Tomorrow, chance for snow. Daytime highs approaching 15. Cloudy skies expected. Tomorrow night, chance for snow. Lows dip down to about 6 above. About an inch of snow tomorrow through Sunday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 23.
This is the Ho-Chunk First Intermission Report. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Elsewhere in the Big Ten, Logan Cooley scored in the first period. Minnesota leads Michigan State 1-0. Also in the first period of play, actually I think it's the second now, Michigan on top of Penn State 4-2. Adam Fantilli, two goals for the Wolverines. And the Wisconsin women's hockey team now has a 4-1 lead on the road against St. Thomas. Vivian Jungles, Jesse Comfer, Layla Edwards, and Maddie Wheeler have all scored for Mark Johnson's club. Here the Badgers trail Notre Dame 3-2. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Wisconsin women's sports are elite. Badger volleyball, the reigning national champions. Women's hockey, one of the best of all time with six championships. Women's soccer, two-time Big Ten champs. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with superior rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
For a beautiful look that protects and stays clean, choose Dutch Boy Paint from Menards and save big money. Get quality products with smart technology like mildew-resistant coating, stain shield, and dirt-resistant paint and primer in the award-winning Dutch Boy Twist and Pour containers or a smooth pouring container. Transforming your home has never been easier. We offer free custom color matching and tinting to create thousands of color options. Save big money on Dutch Boy Paints now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Sophomore defenseman Daniel Lodge has a goal and an assist so far, but the Badgers trail Notre Dame 3-2. The second period starts in 2 minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swollen. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later, and I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to pva.org today.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly, and by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. It's time to drop the puck for the second period.
I'm Brian Posick from Compton Family Ice Arena in South Bend, Indiana. Wisconsin trails Notre Dame 3-2 as we start the second period. Brock Caulfield to take the faceoff against Chase Primo. The statisticians here at Notre Dame say Caulfield was 0-for-8 on faceoffs in the opening period, Paul. But he wins this one to start the second.
Well, he saw him try to take a shot on that. That at least should have been a win, but whatever.
Oh, Bantle just got cross-checked in the back behind the net by Helliwell. No penalty call. The referee right there in full sight. But we play on. The puck slides down to the Wisconsin zone. Daniel Lodge goes to get it. Immediately double-teamed Slagert with help from Primo took the puck away, and then Primo coughed it up. And now Bantle just misfired and iced the puck. So 31 seconds into the second period, faceoff down in the Wisconsin zone to our right.
A little too much heat on that one. Bantle finally got the puck, and it looked like he maybe panicked a little or tried to force a pass up the ice, put some too much heat on it, and Bader's iced the puck here early.
Face off to the right of Jared Moe. Stopped 8 of 11 shots in the opening period. And the Badgers able to muscle it out of the zone through center and down on the forecheck is Carson Bantle. Shoves Lieberman. Now he takes a run at the defenseman Blackman, throwing his body around. Lindmark, Horbach, Smolonic out now for the Badgers. Pass out to the left point, held by Vorlicki. And now Pearson pulls it out of midair with Smolanik on him. Pearson tumbled down. Badgers trying to work it free. Lindmark, Horbach to the right of the goaltender. Bischel, who's on his knees now. Borlicki fires one. Smolanik tried to redirect with his stick, but both missed. And now slides around to the near side. Lindmark again. Borlicki blue line, drops it off to Dexheimer, forced to make a play quickly and threw it to the stick of Trevor Janicki. Notre Dame sends it back to center, and that's where Lansdell now has it, and he'll pitchfork it deep into the Wisconsin zone right to Borlicki. Notre Dame needs a change anyway. 90 seconds into the second period, 3-2 Irish. Here's Borlicki, past one man, past another, trying to get around a third and lost the handle on the puck as he was defended nicely by Ben Brinkman. Slides it around to the near side, and LeMaster lost an edge and went twirling on his knees before he got back up on his skates.
A couple of skating displays. Borlicki weaving, literally weaving through the D while the Badgers change, and then Luke LeMaster, nice little spin move for out in the middle of the ice.
Still a couple of years from the next Winter Olympics.
It's the old compulsory exercises they used to do in figure skating.
Here's Wisconsin, nice lead feed by LeMaster to Stramel, hands off D. St. Foul, left wing, cut off nicely by Plzeczinski, pulls back, now drop pass left wing, Jugnauth in front, Bischel may have gotten his left pad on it, slides to the far side wall, Slagger tied up by Lucius, and they're going to get Cruz Lucius 2 minutes for hooking. Yes, they are. We've talked about it. Badgers need to stay out of the box, and now they're in the box for the third time. Notre Dame already 2-for-2 on the power play. Lucius for hooking at 2:18.
Yeah, right along the sideboards. Cruz gets his stick up, forces the Notre Dame player to lose the puck in between his feet. The puck turns over, and Wisconsin gets called for the penalty here. Almost want to call it ticky-tack, but that's legit.
Well, after Bantle got cross-checked
right
next to the net in the offensive zone and nothing was called, I would agree that that didn't seem to make any sense. Same referee, the one that didn't call Bantles, called the one here on Lucius. Nevertheless, Badgers' job is to kill it off. Lindmark, Horbach, Lotch, and Kuhlemans on the PK. Pearson weaves his way through center ice, left wing Lansdell. At the hash mark, bumps it back to the point in Bavaro. Three feeds Lansdell near the left dot. Lotch, long stick, forced him to pass. Bavaro left wing, Janicki's shot blocked by Lotch, who went twirling around, doing a Luke LeMaster. And now Wisconsin's Owen Lindmark skates in shorthanded. Forced to the corner by Pearson, wants to rag the puck, but he got shoved and the puck pulled free by Janicki. Badgers need to change quickly on the PK. Dominic Mersch is back on the ice. Good to see. Blocked a shot on one of the penalty kills early in the game and did not return, but he's back out there now. Ralston with it. Power play continues for Notre Dame. Right wing pass Lieberman. Slot pass now. Primo shot by Ralston. Blocked by Borlicki. Mersch trying to clear and had no path to do so. So threw a pass to Stang, who got it to center. Then Janicki comes up with it. And now they want a penalty on Stang as Mo kicks out a shot from the slot and cleared by Wisconsin.
Stang kind of got picked along the blue line as Notre Dame brought the puck wide and knocked over on the Notre Dame players. He was kind of just standing there.
Here comes Notre Dame with speed. Ralston shovels it in front, intending to hit Lieberman. Slaggered on the backside. He couldn't get his stick down. And the Badgers clear again. 19 seconds to go on the penalty to Wisconsin's Cruz Lucius.
And of course, and Kuhlemans had a purpose there. Went basically skated through Slaggered to get the puck and then get it out.
Good job by Lindmark to force a turnover by Lieberman, but he had no support in the offensive zone. And here comes Notre Dame again. Adams after it. Kuhlemans cuts him off and steals the puck out of the box. Lucius, and Kuhlemans throws it all the way down the ice, and Bischel steps out of his goal mouth to his left, scoops it up, and Lucius went right to the net, hoping that maybe Bischel would drop it or fumble it. He did not, and we've got a faceoff to come. But they got the job on the penalty, done on the penalty kill, Paul. That was huge after giving up two power play goals in the first.
Yeah, that was nothing like the other time. Notre Dame barely set up that time. They went to get a little greedy. Corson Kuhlemans, he was just getting the puck out there, but a little bit less heat, and Cruz Lucius has a breakaway. But we'll take the penalty kill.
Yeah. Stramel take the draw against Tyler Carpenter, their fourth line out there. And we've got a whistle. And one of the linesmen wants to talk with referee Barry Pachmara. Not sure what that was about, but now they will drop the puck to the left of Ryan Bischel. Bischel has had to make 35 saves or more 11 times this season. He averages 32 saves a game most of the Big Ten. But he has been rock solid for a team that doesn't or hasn't shown to have a lot of offensive punch. Here's Lucius shooting one off the draw, never get to the net.
And the linesman had a long conversation with Tony Granato during all of that faceoff. Not sure what they were discussing after the conversation by the linesman and the ref.
Borlicky wipes out deep in his own zone, lost his stick, but he's up and okay. Lucius slashed at by Adams. Puck crawls off his stick. Strabel picks it up, though. He's got it right side. Slot pass, and DeSaint foul whistled one wide. Strabel can't play it. Lucius tried to feed the cutting DeSaint foul from the left side. Didn't connect. Now a pass by Lucius intended for Strabel. Bouncing around in front of the goal. Now it goes to the far corner. Wisconsin's Dexheimer at the point. His shot blocked. Ricocheted back to Ben. Cycles off the right wing wall. Lucius straight away. Vorlicky shot off his stick, and that carries into the netting. Stopping play. 14:44 left in the second period. 3-2 Notre Dame.
You see the with Lucius and Stremel and throwing up Matty DeSaint foul there. You talked earlier about the skill level of those guys, and they probably the most dangerous line Wisconsin had all year. You can see them, the other team's respecting, Notre Dame's respecting them. They're giving them a little space to make sure, and Badgers are taking advantage of it. Early on in that play, Matty DeSaint foul and Stremel were going both to the net, and DeSaint foul was trying to give him some space and get away from him and get in a shooting position. The pass came too early, and he didn't have his body turn the right time.
Notre Dame won the defensive zone faceoff. Puck out at center near the Irish bench. Bantle's got it. Slides it to the center circle, and Stang tried to walk around Helliwell and got kneed and fell. And a penalty coming against Notre Dame's Ryan Helliwell, who goes immediately to the referee wanting an explanation why he's getting a penalty. And now the referee, David Marcotte, goes to talk with Barry Pockmara. And I'm not sure what that conversation's about. Yep. All right, they're going to take a look at video replay. Paul, what did you see? I saw contact low.
Yeah,
Stang went down.
Stang was coming over the blue line, went to the right, and Helliwell got him with his leg out. You know, hockey's a fast game sometimes. And it didn't look like it was intentionally. It did look like he tried to make a hit, but got him with his shoulder and his leg. I wonder if Helliwell doesn't even realize he got him with his leg, but you see it in the replay. He did get him with his shoulder up high, and it kind of made Sang hit, like do a little spin in the air, hit him on the axis. Stang was a little slow to get up.
Now looking at the replay, yeah, he cut to his right, and Helliwell hit him in the left shoulder and spun him around. There was some contact below the waist. There's no head contact, though, and maybe that's what they were looking for. But Helliwell's going to get the gate at 5:32. Not sure exactly what the penalty is.
After review, we have a two-minute minor penalty for kneeing at number 17 for Notre Dame.
Kneeing is the call. So the Badgers get their second quartz power play of the night, needing one to tie.
It was a five-minute major the last time they met that turned the tide for Wisconsin, or at least made it a game.
Right, against Chase Blackman.
Right.
Yep.
Here it's just a two-minute advantage, but again, the Badgers giving up two power play goals, could use one here.
Caulfield against Solak. Bockage to the left of Brian Bischel. Caulfield won the faceoff. DeSaint foul carries it to the right wing. Now to the point and Lucius. Kuhlman's out there. Bantle in front of the net. Caulfield playing the bumper spot. Here's DeSaint foul over skates. Regains possession. Throws it in close quarters to Kuhlman's, who's forced to throw it to the left corner. Bantle tried to redirect from behind the net in front. No luck, but the Badgers hold the zone as Notre Dame failed to clear. DeSaint foul left wing. Straight away Kuhlman's. Right wing now Lucius. Power play. The Badgers needing one to tie. Kuhlman's now straight away. No angle to shoot. Lucius cross ice. DeSaint foul tried a one-timer on a pretty hefty pass, but shanked it. Good battle by Carson Bantle. Left corner trying to regain possession on this man advantage. Still loose. It goes off a stick or two to the corner. Bantle, nice work out of the corner. Lucius now in front. Redirect. Bischel made the stop off the stick of Caulfield, and it was underneath him as the whistle blew, and a little bit of a shoving match afterwards, but oh, what a play.
And the both the Badgers, I think it was Brock Caulfield and one of the Notre Dame players, both kind of dove behind the goaltender, presumably a loose puck, but the ref blew the whistle pretty quick there. I think Brock Caulfield's having discussion right now with the ref, wondering why he did blow it. We couldn't see it from where we are because it was behind the goaltender, but there were definitely players with their eyes up or their radar up trying to get behind the goaltender thinking there's a loose puck.
Faceoff again to the left of Bischel. Caulfield to do the honors against Trevor Janicki. Caulfield won the draw again. Kuhlemans rises, a shot from the right point. Easy save by Bischel. Another faceoff to come. 13:32 left in the second period. 3-2 Notre Dame.
Hopefully see Brock Caulfield with no wins. The next box score we know for sure. Because we've seen him win at least two or three this period.
Yeah, he won 19 of 29 faceoffs against Ohio State last weekend. Caulfield playing in his 161st game. Faceoff won by Caulfield. Kuhlman steps around a penalty killer. Pitched it back to the blue line and Lucius. And he dangles at the slot. Has to pass the puck left wing to Kuhlman's. Now to the hash marks, DeSaint foul. Power play continues for 50 seconds. Lucius out high right. Kuhlman straight away. DeSaint foul. Badgers being pushed deeper, out higher, I should say, near the blue line. Can't get anything down low. Lucius skates below the goal line. Whips a pass intended for Caulfield in the slot out of his reach. And all the way down Wisconsin's way it goes. And the Badgers will change their power play unit. 30 seconds left in the man advantage. 3-2 Notre Dame. 12:54 to go, second period. Jugnov, go ahead.
I'll say there was a lot of space where that puck went through the slot there, but just out of the reach of one of the Badgers.
Zach Erdahl, Ty Spolonik, right dot, toe pull shot blocked by Lieberman. Badgers keep it alive. Erdahl left wing, Jugnov, and he got tied up, couldn't handle the pass. Here's Dexheimer, walks in slot, shot blocked by Janicki. Ricochet, Jugnov, low left. He'll try to sauce one across to the right wing off the stick, and Spolonik will heave it up off the glass but into the netting, stopping play just as Notre Dame's back at full strength. So Wisconsin now 0 for 2 on the power play, still trailing Notre Dame 3-2 here about midway through the second.
Wisconsin had the 5 power play goals against Notre Dame a few weeks ago. You know, the ice size is different here, but it feels like Notre Dame is much more aggressive on the top of the Badgers. You mentioned pushing them out, not giving them much time to play around. And Wisconsin moved the puck really well back at the Kohl Center.
Badgers won the faceoff, dumped it in, but couldn't get to the puck in time. So Notre Dame's Hunter Strand with it through center ice. He'll shoot one and kind of a flutter puck that Jared Moe grabs and hangs on to. Jared hasn't seen much action here in the last few minutes.
Maybe the whole period.
Shots on goal, 15-14 in favor of Wisconsin. So Notre Dame and Wisconsin both with 3 shots on goal, they say, here in this second period of play. Face off to Moe's right, Lindmark against Strand. Lindmark in that opening period won 4 of 6 faceoffs. This one, though, won by Notre Dame. Blackman cut off by Horbach. Puck squirts free to Dexheimer. Snaps off a pass near the blue line. Intercepted by Lieberman. Left wing pass. Strand shoots one. Fought off by Moe. Big save there by Jared Moe after a turnover by Wisconsin. Now it's lofted off the glass and all the way down. Too slowly for icing. Blackman back to get it for Notre Dame in his own end. Good work by Horbach to pull it free. Then kicked it too far in front of his stick. Retrieved by Wisconsin's Lindmark and sent back to the corner. Horbach slides underneath Blackman. Frees the puck for Lindmark behind the net. Right wing pass now. It's LeMaster. Throws it back below the goal line. And Liam Malmquist. Malmquist stops. Bumps it out to the left point. Jugnov cuts right, back left. Shoots one on goal. Bischel with a stop. Badgers after the puck. Horbach got knocked down. Big pileup in front of the Notre Dame nets.
Two Badgers on the ice after all that. There was a lot of battling behind the net for Notre Dame. The puck was back there for 15, 20 seconds. Finally came back out in front, and those two, Horbach and Lindmark, were trying to take up as much room as they could in front of the net. Nothing really happened there. I guess Lindmark maybe got a stick in on the goaltender late, and that ignited the pushing and shoving.
Face off in the Notre Dame zone, 11:22 left, second period, 3-2. Fighting Irish, Badger Hockey brought to you by Rail Transport, offering home daily truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. Caulfield out with Bantolin, Stang, Jugnauth, and LeMaster at the blue line. Faceoff this time won by Notre Dame's Helliwell. Up off the glass, eventually gobbled up by Trevor Janicki. Potential two-on-one with Lansdell. Sliding in front was LeMaster, forcing Janicki to shoot one wide past the glove side of Moe. LeMaster and Lansdell collide. Far corner, LeMaster went down, but the Badgers have the puck. Here's Carson Bantle. Gained the red line, dumps it in, got knocked down, and a penalty coming up on Notre Dame's Boltman for interference. And Wisconsin will get its third power play of the game. Just like Notre Dame, the Irish, though, 2-for-3. Badgers 0-for-2 so far.
Yeah, Carson Bantle felt the pressure from behind and in front. One-handed the puck down deep, and he took a hit after the play, and Boltman got called for the penalty. Again, he kind of got a one, maybe 1 foot on Bantle and tripped him up a little bit. And that was the difference. There was, I don't know, it's a few years now. At one point, that was a big emphasis when the pucks went down in deep and the D finished their checks or got in the way. That was interference calls. You haven't seen that quite as much, but that was one of those instances.
9:05, the interference penalty called against defenseman Jake Boltman. Badgers win the faceoff. Caulfield, Lucius, Kulemans, Lucius again. And again, they're pressing the Badgers out high. Bantle in the right corner takes a tumble. Caulfield can't reach it. Bouncing puck collected by Bockage, and he'll bank it out to center. Wisconsin Kulemans moves it quickly to DeSaint Fowl. Badgers on the attack again. DeSaint Fowl behind the net, but Bischel picks it up. Tried to clear, threw it off the back of his defenseman, Helliwell. Ricocheted to the corner. Bantle tried to pull it free and does. Which way is he going to go? Left or right? Eventually goes back to his right, and then the pass by DeSaint Fowl split Kulemans and Lucius, forcing the Badgers all the way back into their own zone. 10:15 left in the second period of play. Notre Dame 3, Wisconsin 2. Lucius at center. Comes across. Left wing pass off the stick of Stramel to DeSaint Fowl. Cycles now for Stramel, but a bit too far. Lucius comes down the right wing wall, and Notre Dame able to jam it off the wall and out to center again. 1 minute left in the power play. Cross ice pass. Kulemans at center for Erdahl off the stick of Lansdell, and it ricochets into the Badgers bench. Stopping play. 9:50 left second period. 3-2 Notre Dame. Badgers still 56 seconds left on their power play.
Haven't quite figured out how to handle this pressure.
No.
From Notre Dame, but it won't take much. You can make one little pass. A couple of Notre Dame players will be caught, and there'll be a 3-on-2 down low for Wisconsin if they can work.
Stramel to take the faceoff. Erdahl, Smolanik, Jugnauth, and Dexheimer on this man advantage. Here's Jugnauth now. The Irish four wide at center. Jugnauth gains the line, though. And then Smolanik holds but throws a wild pass in the middle of the ice, intercepted by Bavaro, and he'll chip it down into the Wisconsin zone, and the Badgers back to get it. Here's Ben Dexheimer. Looking for his first collegiate goal. Across the line, right wing, Stramel. Cross ice, left wing, Erdahl. 26 seconds left of the power play, and Zach just coughed it up and cleared by Notre Dame. And the Irish have struggled on the PK, but so far, very good tonight.
Two plays in a row, Wisconsin forward near the blue line. Blake making the somewhat safe play, getting rid of the puck, but a little more poise. Have a chance to control the puck and set the Badgers up.
Stramel dumps it in, goes shoulder to shoulder with Plaszynski. Notre Dame out of the box. They kill off the power play. Out of the box, Carpenter on the ice. He changed for the man that was in the box, and he's forechecking in the Wisconsin zone against Erdahl. Tried to place it in front of the net. Didn't get enough on it. Erdahl cut off that pass attempt. Lindmark, Dexheimer, Jugnauth try to dig it free. Eventually Tyson does and gets enough of it out to center ice. 8:29 left here in the second. 3-2 Notre Dame. Irish onside. Blackman with it right wing. Cuts in, tried to deke. Nice save made by Moe on the backhander. Rebound. And he corrals that one as well. Jared Moe, two big stops. 8:20 to go. Second period. Notre Dame 3, Wisconsin 2. From the American Family Insurance broadcast booth, this is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Hey, Badger fans. American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Hey, Badger fans, visit uwbadgers.com/Zamboni to register your child for a chance to be the Culver's Kid of the Game at a Wisconsin men's hockey game. One lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, a Culver's gift pack, and a ride on the Culver's Zamboni during intermission. That's uwbadgers.com/Zamboni. 8:20 to go here in the second. Notre Dame 3, Wisconsin 2. Irish led 2-0 in the first. 2 goals within 53 seconds. Badgers answered back with goals by Jack Horbach and Daniel Lodge about 2 minutes apart. And then Jesse Lansdell, a power play goal at 17:32 of the first period. And it's still 3-2. Face off to the left of Jared Moe. Shots on goal even at 16 apiece. Strand won the draw from Lindmark. Silanoff with it right wing. Left-hander darts around Vorlicki but forced behind the cage. LeMaster picks him up there. Bad pass Silanoff picked off by Horbach. 2-on-2 with Smolonic. Horbach went right, came back left, lost the puck. Smolonic picks it up and is shot into the glove of Bischel. He hangs on. No, he decides to drop it down as the Badgers backed off. Long lead feed. Nice catch. Ryder Ralston. Right wing. Defended by Vorlicki. Shoots one slowly. They went right through the blue paint. Moe looked like he was kind of off balance a little bit. Didn't know how whether to grab it or not. He let it go. Now the Badgers cough it up. Look out. Here comes Notre Dame's Lieberman leading the 3-on-2 rush. Bad pass picked off by Shea Donovan. And back into the Notre Dame zone it goes. Notre Dame at various times throughout the games, especially here in this building, will have 7-8 skaters on the ice. Their changing process is rather peculiar, and they get away with it more times than not.
And it's right in our face, so you can't miss it.
No. Here's Bavaro with speed. The right-handed defenseman drops it off for Slaggard, who scoops it down deep. Lodge got there first for the Badgers. Stang between the legs. Breakout pass to Caulfield, who rolls it ahead, hoping to reach Bantle. Instead, Brinkman got there. He fell down, and the Badgers sent it deep. Bavaro first to it, though. Gave it away to Caulfield, who's triple-teamed, and Notre Dame takes the puck away. 6:50 remaining here in the second period. Badgers down a goal. Slaggard on the attack. Slowed by Luke LeMaster. Still got a backhander off that hit the side of the net. Landon Slaggard teamed up with his brother Graham last year, was very, very effective as a sophomore with 26 points, but really struggling as a junior this season. And now the Badgers dump it in and change with 6.5 minutes left until the second intermission. Stramel and Lucius and De St. Foul out on the ice. Bad pass Notre Dame. De St. Foul tried to bump it ahead to Lucius, but felt the presence of Plzeczinski, and Notre Dame regained the puck. Rolls into the Wisconsin zone. Janicki defended by Jugnauth. Lansdell left wing. Cycles down for Janicki. Jugnauth stays on him. Bad pass Janicki. Potential break for Lucius, although two Notre Dame players hustling back. Drop pass Stramel. He shoots one off the stick of Blackman and over the nets. De St. Foul in a battle near side. Puck slides free to Blackman. De St. Foul trying to pull it away from him, but Blackman got it to Lansdell, who backhands it ahead to Pearson. Drops it off to Janicki. 2-on-3. Trevor Janicki stops half-boards right. Cycles to the corner. Pearson lets it go. It wobbles its way to the far side, and Bakic. He mishandles, but then picked up by Pearson. Centering pass pulled free by the Badgers. Lucius will backhand one that rolls into the Notre Dame zone, and Blackman back to get it. Finds Bakic at center ice. Big left-hander. Cuts to the corner. Good defense by Ben Dexheimer. Bumped out towards the point, and it's out of the zone. Carpenter forced it back deep. Notre Dame's got a touch up, and it will. 5:13 to go, second period, 3-2 Irish.
We've seen Notre Dame automatically some bank pucks up to the blue line here a few times in a row and not having anybody there for them.
Yeah. taken away. Notre Dame near home run pass to Adams. Too hot to handle. Lotch, little head and shoulder fake. Went left, came back right. Adams went for the hit and missed. Now Horbach steals the puck from the defenseman Bavaro. Getting some support in the offensive zone. Pass for Lindmark broken up. Horbach still battling, diving to poke it to the stick of Lotch. Puck is loose at center. Now Adams picks it up. He'll throw it into the Notre Dame bench, accidentally stopping play. 4:38 left in the second. Notre Dame 3, Wisconsin 2.
Kind of a nondescript 3-4 minutes here with not necessarily sloppy play, but nothing really developing. Both teams, a lot of neutral zone play, getting pucks in, but teams getting it back out, which I guess suits Notre Dame up a goal here, but there's a lot of time left in the game, obviously.
Plenty. Center ice faceoff. Zach Erdahl will take the draw. Dominic Mersch was tied up, and Silanoff just took his stick away. And now Mersch holding Silanoff's stick as the puck rolls into the Notre Dame zone. Malmquist down there. Mersch taken down by Silanoff. They're still engaged. Mersch still has Silanoff's stick caught up in his left arm. He got away with a long holding the stick penalty. Now at center, Strand to Silanoff, and they'll dump it in. You know, when Mersch blocked that shot, I thought it hit him in the, I don't know, the upper mid-right inner leg, if you will, but the way he's been skating with his stick, I'm not sure if his left arm is healthy. He's having a hard time hanging on the stick.
I know when it first happened, he was holding his left arm kind of funny, hanging it down, and he's definitely been playing one-handed a lot of this time.
Mersch now changes. Badgers onside as Malmquist scoops it into the far corner. Here comes Caulfield, Bantle, and Stang for the Cardinal in white. 3.5 minutes left in the second. 3-2 Notre Dame. Loose puck picked up at center. Vorlicki ran into his own teammate. Now weaves to his left and scoops it down in. Bantle goes in on the forecheck. Hellowell to the corner in Ralston. Stang meets him there. Bantle pulls it free. Kicks it to his forehand behind the net. Tried to swing around and carry it to the cage on his backhand. Unsuccessfully, and the Badgers, Dexheimer pinching in, keeping alive. Vorlicki, left wing, his shot redirected. Bantle, I think it hit the crossbar. Wow. Vorlicki's shot was going wide left, and Bantle redirected, and I think it hit the top of the crossbar.
Oh, it was way wide, probably 2 feet wide. And wondering if he did it on purpose, seeing Bantle's stick was over on the side a little bit.
Stang steal on the forecheck, looking for help, but Stramel just got out there, couldn't help him in time. Notre Dame able to exit its own zone. Hellowell to center, and Slaggard off to his left he goes. Two Badgers right on him. Lotch hustling after it with Kulemans. Puck goes to the corner. Primo, half boards left. Lost it to Stramel, then off the stick of Kuhlman. Still loose. They throw it to the point. Bavaro sets and fires low, and Mo made the stop and hangs on. 2:27 remaining second period. 3-2 Notre Dame.
A lot of traffic in front on that one. Mo was way out high in his butterfly position. You heard the thud, and the puck just stayed in with his body. Kind of a bad bounce by Wisconsin. Along the boards, a clear up the ice hit. I think it was Stramel's skate. And bounced out to the slot to create the play in the first place.
After watching the replay of that shot by Vorlicki that Bantle tried to redirect, he redirected it. It did not hit the crossbar. It sailed over by about a half a foot. Nevertheless, and off the draw, the puck slowly moves to Mo, and he puts his mitt down and covers. 2:25 left here in the second period. Stramel and Chase Primo, the son of Keith, 15-year NHL veteran. Keith Primo. Chase played 117 games at Omaha, 72 points, second team all-conference in the NCHC a couple of years ago. He's one of the four transfers that Notre Dame added. Lucius, nice stick handling move, and he gets an open shot from the left wing, and Bischel with a blocker save. Vorlicki, left wing, turnaround shot by D. St. Foul off a stick. Behind the net it goes. Hustling after it, Slaggard beat Lucius to the puck, but he was cut off by D. St. Foul, and then taken back by Notre Dame's Brinkman. He twirls at center, and Notre Dame offside as he just couldn't handle the puck cleanly enough with 1:55 left here in period number two. Menards is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards.
That time it was Justin Janicki on the far side trying to get over the blue line, and the little spin by Brinkman put his teammate offside.
Lindmark, Horbach, and Smolanic. Lindmark, Horbach, Smolanic out there for the Badgers.
Oh, my.
And Lindmark lost the draw. Lieberman, the captain from the left wing, shot one through the crease. He's got it back left wing. Open this time. Backdoor pass. Adams, easy tap in. Breakdown in the Badgers D zone. And Jack Adams, the graduate student transfer from Union and Providence, gets his fourth goal of the season. Notre Dame leads by a pair.
That was the original pass. It looked like it was going to be a DDD pass. Instead, Notre Dame cut through the slot to the far side and kind of caught Wisconsin off guard or in a different position, and it was sort of a fake shot pass that everyone was going down looking for a block. Jared Moe that was there ready to make the save, a really nice pass across, and yeah. Adams with the relatively easy finish.
So Adams' fourth goal at 18-16. Yeah, you give Lieberman, the captain, a helper. As well as Chase Blackman, the Hudson, Wisconsin native, gets the secondary assist. And Notre Dame, which led 2-0, is back up by 2 with 90 seconds left in the second period. Trevor Janicki will scoop it into the Wisconsin zone. Borlicki after it. It popped into the air. Dexheimer and Borlicki try to win it free against Pearson and Lansdell, and eventually Dexheimer won that battle. Hands off to Borlicki. Skates near the Notre Dame bench. Lead feed Stang. I think he got a piece of it. No icing. Stang shoulders Boltman away from the puck. Out to the point and Beck Dexheimer. He'll set and fire. That goes off the stick of Bantle and into the netting. Stopping play with 1:04 to go here in the second period. 4-2 Notre Dame. Jack Adams, a young man who started his career at Providence. Then he lost his brother, Rue, who passed away at a young age. Started at Union, and then his brother passed away. He transferred to Providence, where Rue Adams used to play, wanted to play there, and then transferred here to Notre Dame. This is his second year with the Irish. And he puts up a big goal for Notre Dame, which is up 4-2 with a minute to go until the second intermission.
Just watching that goal, it was a really impressive play.
Yeah.
Twice, kind of a little deception on the passes, and give Notre Dame some credit there. I know that the Adams was wide open, but it was partly the way Notre Dame created the play to make him out wide open.
Irish with a puck. Headman pass for Bakic off the back leg of Corson Kulemans. And then Slagger takes a run at Kulemans as he releases a breakout pass, and Kulemans' stick went flying. And Corson accidentally iced the puck with 28.2 seconds left in the period. Face off to the right of Jared Moe. Stramel, B. St. Foul, Lucius with Lotch and Kulemans. Big D zone faceoff for Wisconsin.
They've been much better in the second period. Dominated 14-8 in the first. They're up 13-7 here, and this is a good time to win another one.
Stramel wins it to the corner. Kulemans can't get it out. Off the glass, held in by Blackman, but good poke check by Stramel, forcing it back through center. 18 seconds to go in the period. Blackman up ahead, Silanoff at center. Hands off Strand, stops, and now dumps it in. Moe behind his net. 9 seconds to go in the period. Paddled it around to the far side. Lucius engaged with Strand. Tap back left wing. Silanoff slot pass for Ralston. Good poke check by Lodge. Kulemans then shovels it out as the horn sounds. It was 3-2 after one. Now 4-2 after two as Notre Dame scores a late second period goal. We'll be back in just a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Only one goal scored in the second period. Notre Dame's Jack Adams is fourth of the season from defenseman Nick Lieberman and Chase Blackman. It came at 18-16. Notre Dame with a 4-2 lead after two. The Irish eight shots on goal in the second period. Jared Moe's dropped seven. He's got 15 saves through two periods. Badgers managed only six shots on goal in that second period, Paul, and Bischel stopped them all.
Notre Dame only had eight. It was we talked a little bit in the middle of the period where it seemed like nothing was really happening, and that can kind of carry that over for the whole period. Other than a deflection or two by Carson Bantle, there was really nothing for Wisconsin generating, and really Notre Dame didn't have a whole heck of a lot either until that pretty nice pass late in the period. They ended up with a kind of a tic-tac-toe-ish kind of play, and it was, you know, Notre